Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the MM Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Manilow Podcast. Welcome to the bonus episode of this podcast. I'm going to make this quick because this might not be a long, 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 long bonus episode of the podcast, just because I do need to edit it, and I'm recording this the day before it actually goes up. Hopefully, I'm going to get this out on time. I hope so. I'm going to try my best, but I got to get it done before 9 a.m. and get it up on the audio onlys, and then get that ready to go, because it is what it is. And the reason why I'm doing this late is because of the stupid tech issues with Audacity is the problem that has been hounding me for the last little while. I have been trying to save everything that I'm actually saving all the files now. I'm actually hitting save project, and no matter what I do, it still seems to be a pain in the butt. It seems to be still a pain in the butt to deal with, and I don't know what's going on, why it's acting weird, and my Audacity has been acting. There's points where my voice will raise a little higher, and it will be a little bit lower. Maybe it's just the tone of my voice. I don't know. Who knows? It's just the peak of it. My microphone peaks sometimes, and I don't know why. It's not the mixer, because I have it at the right levels, and I don't know. But tech issues are still here. I'm still having tech issues this time. It's not the computer. Not with the mixer. Never had a problem with the mixer from day one. It has worked excellent for me, and it has worked great. The Behringer has done its job over the course of years for me, and it has just done nothing but a fantastic job, and done what it's supposed to do for me. And the next one, I'm probably gonna be going back to knobs again, just because it might be easier with the mix minus a little bit better. The next ever mixer I get will probably have a mix minus on it, perhaps, a better system for the mix minus, because I have wires for it. It worked great last time, technology changes. But other than that, the only problem has been Audacity. Has been a bit of a problem, bit of a issue for me, me raging and throwing stuff, and I destroyed my bell. Well, bell wasn't even working anyways. The little dinger I have in my studio is no more. That's gone. So, it's not one thing, it's another. It really getting on my nerves. It's really driving me nuts. And I've even considered just getting on the 8 o'clock bus tomorrow, get there by 8:30, wait until 9 o'clock, go to Staples, go get what I need, and then come back here with Larry in person. He doesn't know it, but I don't know. I'm probably gonna go after. I'll probably go to Staples after I'm done with Larry. I'll hop on the bus with him for the 3:30, make a quick run to Staples, and then come back home and get back to work. I still have to edit the video and partially of the audio only. I'm about the 20 minute mark on the audio only. Doing pretty good. I'm just gonna save it. I'm gonna save this after I record so I can make sure of it. The return of tech issues, I would have had this already done. I already would have had it posted or scheduled to be posted, and then on top of working on Power Rangers Forever and Ever, always getting that done. Was recorded this morning. For those who are wondering, I actually sat down with Larry here in the studio, and we recorded that together, and we're just enjoying our afternoon together, and then, like I said, we're just gonna be there. But it's all my fault for not doing it. I should have got back behind the microphone, but it was late, and I could have, it wasn't actually too late. It was pretty good, and the timing, it was an okay time for me. It was an okay time. But there was no, there was a perfect timing too. It was like 16 minutes, and I'm like 10 minutes from finishing this and talking and all that. And I actually skipped Survivor. And like I said to my friend Terry, I said, I don't know if I'm going to make it tonight. I even said to Eric tonight, yesterday, these past tense, I told him, I said, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't know if I'm going to survive and make it to the end of the night. But it is what it is, and I'm gonna try to get it done, and I'm gonna try to watch the, if I don't get Survivor done, I'll get Big Brother done. I'll get one of the two done today, perhaps. But other than that, you know, it is what it is, and I just gotta move forward with everything. And you know, these tech issues come, and you know, I should have left a little earlier today. I should have left at 4 o'clock. I should have got the Grandview bus. I should have gone home. I could have got home by 5, 8, record, and then watch Power Rangers Forever and For Always, then Big Brother, then Survivor, and then I could have, you know, watched Big Brother Canada season 11. You know, I could have done all of that. Now, my timing was not very good, and I was stopping and going with the Power Rangers stuff too, because I do need to take notes. Good notes. You'll see what I mean when you guys hear this next week, or hear that, not this, but I mean that podcast next week when I release it sometime early next week. I'm gonna spend the weekend editing while I'm working on the Ninja Steel season, which I'm only at episode 4 or whatever, or episode 4 or season 23, 22, whatever number season I'm on that. I don't know. That's just weird. It's just weird to, I don't know what I'm talking about, really. I'm tired. I'm cranky. I'm probably not gonna make it tonight. I was yawning earlier, and you know, and all these tech issues and late nights and trying to get everything done and getting everything figured out and trying to make sure I save everything in case another crash with Audacity happens again. I doubt it's gonna happen, but you know, knock on wood, as always, that's the saying goes, always knock on wood. That's the way the old saying goes. If you knock on wood, hopefully it doesn't happen again. And I better not knock on wood too many times, or it may happen. But anyways, that's what my week has been like. My week has been pretty crappy. It's been terrible. It's not been the greatest week ever for me. And it's just been nothing but frustrations and problems and just overall feeling frustrated with the whole entire thing. And, you know, I was overly frustrated with everything, you know, and, you know, it is what it is, and nothing you can do about it, you know? These tech issues are going to happen sooner or later, and there's nothing you really can do about it. You just have to, you know, move forward and just not worry about it and, you know, just kind of get yourself through it and figure it out in the end, right? So, but, yeah, that's the week I've had, and nothing else I can really say. So, that's it. I think that's all I can really say. It's going to be a very short episode today, which is a very, 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 very rare, but you know, I have to get this done. I have to get this out for you guys. I apologize. 2 weeks from now, I will have a longer episode. I have two more ideas on my back of my list. There's one about mentoring people. The other one is thinking about my future. Those are the couple of them I want to talk about. One of them was actually used for today's episode. That was the mentoring one, but however, I lost all of that information because Audacity decided to be a Fruit Loop dingus and, you know, delete it and crash, and I lost all the information without backing up all that information as well. So, you know, I guess Audacity can have its moments. It does not, you know, it can be temperamental at times. This is why it's always important to back up your work, whether it's an audio only work or it's a video or you're typing something up on Word. You know, you have to back it up. You just have to back it up. And I've probably said this many times on this podcast where you have to pretty well do that. You have to back up your work. You got to make sure you have the work backed up. But, you know, I don't do it enough. I need to do it more often. That is what's important, you know. But you know, what it is, what it is. You know, I'm just going to deal with it. And I'm going to make sure when I have my Audacity set up for Power Rangers tomorrow to make sure I have it backed up at all times, especially after we're done recording, and I'm gonna make sure it's backed up and ready to go, because I want to make sure I have that information, you know, backed up and ready to go for especially down the road, because I don't want to get him back here in the studio in 2 weeks and re-record that whole special just because of stupid tech issues again. But that's why it's always good to back up, and hopefully I don't think the file hasn't really corrupted, which is good. No, it is just the program glitching That's all it is. It's a glitch in the system. You know, nothing you can do about it. But other than that, thank you guys so much for watching. If you are new to the podcast, please do subscribe to the audio only feed. Also, you can subscribe on youtube.com/@entertainmentmanpod. Also, you can follow Crispy on the Web on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys this weekend for the interview podcast with Luis Contreras, who is creating a dating slash friendship app, which we're going to talk to him about that. So it's a good one. It's a good one. You guys are going to love it. Till then, have a good one. I will see you guys Sunday for another episode of Entertainment Podcast. Until then, have a good rest of your weekend. I will talk to you guys next week right here on the podcast. Until then, have a good one. Bye for now.
Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio show produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.